KUOW's Ask a Series is 3 years old now. The conversations our events foster bridge cultural, political, and philosophical divides. As you might imagine, people are often nervous before the discussions begin. Afterwards, more often than not, they've become fast friends as they sit down to enjoy a meal together. At our most recent Ask a Muslim event, we asked the participants to share their takeaways.
My name is Shama Jamal O. I think it was amazing. Short, but amazing. I expected harder question. I expected people to have tougher issues, but it was also sweet and also nice. And it was like talking to my friends. It wasn't really anything hard. I mean, nobody asked really a hard question.
This is Rob Barefoot. The event was amazing. The transparency and the honesty and the sincerity. There was a lot of educating going on tonight, I think. And it was very powerful, being able to ask the questions about, can you explain Sharia law to me? Can you explain the hijab to me? And getting non-confrontational, just very honest answers back for those was fantastic. So it was an excellent event.
My name is Kareem Alana. It's very good to see that a lot of people seem to not have a lot of experience before communicating with Muslims, so it's very satisfying to be able to engage in a way that's is both intimate and also a safe place to ask questions and share experiences. So I had a very positive experience. I think there was some interest in discussing like extremist groups from religious perspectives and stuff. It's something, you know, we always get asked about, and it's something that is a problem that generally stems from a couple different things. One, of course, is dramatization in the media, and the other is, of course, for the people who do these things that we condemn, a lack of knowledge and wisdom, because any cursory glance through our religious texts will show that violence is outlawed, right? Of course, someone mentioned that to be a Muslim is the person who does not hurt anyone else with their hand or their tongue. So being able to have those types of discussion in a candid way is very important, you know, for being able to promote what Islam is in like a legitimate fashion, right, from Muslims.
Ask a gatherings often cause deep reflection. At this event, Christine Boymatov, an American convert to Islam, told us about her experience.
I didn't know I was going to get so emotional. That's always a not nice surprise. But yeah, I think a lot of Muslims don't say it, but we all have encounters in community where somebody is cursing at us, threatening us, even when I have my children with me, and just really being nasty. I had incidents where people have thrown water in my face or were about to get violent. And I think it's so important when we have a ripple effect and these people who come and join these events who are not Muslims and may be open, they can be a satellite in their communities and really bridge gaps and understanding through their friends, because we're all human, and if we interact with each other, at some point the message is going to be spread that Islam is a religion of peace and that we're in the community together, and we should be just that. We should be neighbors and friends. It was kind of therapeutic almost, because you suppress that stuff. You don't want to think about it. You don't want to acknowledge it. And when you actually have to finally do that, it's good to have places like this that you can make a sigh of relief that people do want to be your friend and do want to be your neighbor.
This Ask a Muslim event took place on April 28th at the Muslim Association of Puget Sound in Redmond, Washington. To learn more about KUOW's Ask a series or how to host an event of your own, go to ask.kuow.org. For KUOW, I'm Lisa Wang.